Dave, Bev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time and for resort living every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
I would have thought President Trump would have enough on his plate at the moment. I mean, there's so much going on. The ramifications around the world. Look at Israel at the moment, what Putin's doing in Russia. He's got a lot on. But he's instead decided to start a feud with Arnold Schwarzenegger over his old TV show, The Apprentice. Wow. Yesterday, Trump, he tweeted this. Wow, the ratings are in and Arnold Schwarzenegger got swamped, in brackets, or destroyed, by comparison to the ratings machine, DJT. He's actually referring to himself as DJT now.
Wow.
And then, this is the great thing because of Twitter. He's run out of characters, so he's done so much for ... Left everyone hanging. Next tweeting, being a movie star. And that was season one compared to season 14. Now compare him to my season one. I mean, honestly, TV ratings. So to talk to him about this, we have Access, which is unbelievable, but he's obviously a big fan of the show. To the US president now. Good morning, Mr. President.
Yeah, DJT here. Here we go, the numbers are in. I'm better than Arnie. Fact! I'm bigger than a movie star. Here's a stupid face, and my nickname is now Awesome Ball.
Mr. Trump, I have to be honest with you, this just seems so petty. I mean, shouldn't you be concentrating on politics rather than the ratings of a TV show?
Yeah, you'd be better about a TV show. Whatever, Missy. Okay, I'm better than Arnie. Fact! I had one of my ministers of propaganda, my PR people, put together a remake of one of Arnie's films. I have no doubt it's going to be better. It's going to be huge. It's going to be more successful than anything that stupid Austrian ever did.
Whoa.
Yeah, button monkey. Play it.
It's Byron, but okay.
In a world where nothing makes sense, a man is sent to protect the future of humankind.
Are you an American citizen? Look, I'm here to protect you from Mexicans and Muslims, fake news, and Australian Prime Ministers called Trumbull.
I don't think I need protecting.
Sure you do. I might also grab you on the...
His mission is simple. Make America great again.
So, are you a killer robot sent back in time to protect us?
Better. And believe me, when I say better, you know it's going to be better. I'm a 70-year-old sent here with a fake tan to drag America back to the dark ages.
Oh, okay. I guess you're still time traveling. That's pretty cool.
I might also grab you on the...
Well, okay.
He is the Trumpinator.
I'll be back. And when I say I'm back, believe me, no one comes back better than me. You'll love it. You really will. Seriously, believe me, it's going to be huge.
Well, there we go.
There you go. See you at the Oscars, loser.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We're all not sticking around in Melbourne, though, are we, Fev?
No, where I'm going is going to be 39.
I know. You are off to Adelaide, and please remind everybody why.
Because I'm going to watch the fight, the big fight, the fight of the century.
Sorry?
Danny Green versus Anthony Mundine.
Oh, They're doing it again.
No, that was Friday. Yes, I booked the wrong flights. All the big fights are usually on a Wednesday, so I booked today for myself and another couple to go over, accommodation flights, to go watch the big fight. And I got ringside tickets. So excited. It's not on.
In your defence, though, because you only explained this to me yesterday, apparently boxing happens on Wednesday nights. So
yes.
You just assumed that it would be a Wednesday night.
And we went to the first fight to watch Green and Mundine in Sydney, and it was great experience. Well, let's go again. Let's watch, 15 years on. Yeah. And just going to Adelaide for dinner now.
Yeah, but how good is it when you get your deck chairs out, sit in the middle of Adelaide Oval, and watch the Redbacks train? How much fun will that be?
Now, we did
Alex
say...
is like, this is the worst boxing match ever. We're just practicing slip catches.
You are essentially now going to Adelaide. There's no fight. It's a wasted trip. You are going to have dinner, I guess. But we even said yesterday, I mean, while you're there, maybe you could do something for people listening.
Yeah, like, now it's turned into a bloody work trip.
Well, it was great. People were asking you to do some jobs for them.
We were at Adelaide 3 weeks ago. We went to the Barossa and we picked up some Penfolds there and we were drunk it all. So I was wondering if you could pick up a couple more bottles for me.
Can you please say hi to my grandma?
Okay, what's your grandma's name?
Claire.
I mean, there's two jobs already. And then it went nuts online. That's why we're saying right now, 131060, if you have got something you'd like Fev to do while he's in Adelaide for 24 hours, let us know.
Do you want me to read the first one?
Yeah, please.
It just sounds really interesting. Libby Walker said, do you want to come crabbing with us in Brighton Jetty Well, I live in Brighton and try to catch some squid. I've never caught one. Heaps of people to talk to. Loads of fun. No, that doesn't sound like fun.
Well, they said, yeah, but read the whole thing.
But then at the end, the pub is close by. I'll go to the pub. You go squidding.
I love this. Lozzie. I'll catch up with you after that. Lozzie Westgarth has said, we'd love Fev to help us move house. We're moving from Melbourne to Adelaide.
That's a nice one.
You could go and load up a truck and drive it over for them. That's a lovely thing to do.
Oh, I don't get frequent fly points for that. So.
There we go.
Anyway, suggestion of good. Dog grooming from Juanita. Thank you, Juanita. I mean, yep, there's a lot of different opportunities.
Geez, a lot happens in Adelaide, doesn't it? Yeah. I feel really regretful about all the rubbish I've thrown their way.
Give us
a
call.
They groom dogs and find squids. What an epicenter of activity.
Fev does have plenty of downtime when he's in Adelaide, and our boss is behind this. Our boss will help.
I don't have any downtime.
Anything, some of this. Anything you'd like Fev to do so it's not a wasted trip to Adelaide.
Give us a call right now.
I hope I missed my flight.
Got some ideas. 13 10 60. We'll take your calls next.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev made a very big mistake. He assumed that the Mundine Green fight last Friday was actually tonight in Adelaide.
Yeah.
So he's flying off to Adelaide today. Essentially now, all accommodation, flights, really for you and Alex to have dinner in Adelaide, which is, look, it's a lovely romantic date to take your fiancé all the way to Adelaide. But while you're there, we have said 13, 10, 60. If there's anyone out there who'd like Fev to run them some odd jobs in Adelaide while he's there, because he's got 24 hours to kill, call through. Now, Lauren from Melton.
Just 24 hours to kill.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Laura, what would you like Fev to do while he's in Adelaide?
I would love Fev to grab me a grain of sand from Glenelg Beach.
Mm. Oh, it's very specific.
Just the one? Just one? He could get you a whole...
Just one. Wow. I don't need plenty. Just one.
How come?
I have... When I was younger, we have the, like, funniest bad memories from that beach. So I'm never going to get back there. I just want a little souvenir of the worst beach, but it was funny.
I'm so curious, Laura. What are the funny bad memories?
Yeah. And how will a grain of sand stop those memories from coming?
Oh, because it will make everybody laugh again. We went to the beach, like we're from Victoria, so we had this plan of going to the beach. We went all the way to Adelaide. It was freezing cold. We were these like fat little wog kids, don't know what a beach is.
Good stuff.
And then all we got in the cold was windburn from all the sand.
No, I'm glad for you fast, though. Thank you, Laura.
So essentially just...
Well, I'm a fat little wog kid, so I can bring you, I can come back.
Grain of sand from Glenelg Beach. Lock that in.
There we go.
Okay.
To quote Zoolander. Good story, Hansel.
Just get the tram, Fev, to Glenelg from the city. It's very easy, so that'll be fun.
Tessa from Fairmont.
Or just go down to Port Melbourne Beach and pretend it's
Hi, Tessa.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good, Tessa. Please give Fev a job while he's in Adelaide.
Okay, I need Fev to go on a date with a guy. My best friend has a major crush on him, and I want Fev to put him through the ringer and see if he's worth it.
That's a great idea. So, like, test him out.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, so he's going on a coffee date. You can just meet with his clients.
Yeah, he's a nice Italian boy, Fev, so you guys can go have some pasta, have a chat, and see how we go.
Beautiful. Okay.
There we go. You might fall in love.
I don't think Alex would be too happy with that.
Okay, well, there's some more jobs for you,
Fev. The pasta sold me.
There's a great Italian restaurant on Frome Street. I do know. It's quite good.
Good Argentinian place, Gambaro's.
Yeah, that's right. I think a Garpi down on East Terrace, too.
Just to be clear, is this a guy, Tessa, that you've met online or something? You're thinking about...
No, my best friend has met him. He's come down to Melbourne for business before.
Right.
And she's got a major crush on him, and she just wants to see...
Business? What's he doing?
Worth the move.
What's he doing?
That's under wraps, guys.
Hang on, who are you going to lunch with?
Hang on a second.
Okay.
An organised crime syndicate.
7:31 on the Fox. Remember, you're listening out for Justin Bieber for your chance to win those sold-out tickets to his Purpose World Tour. Could happen any time between now and 9.
So just...
Oh, sorry, mate. I won't play the ad. Go.
Just to recap, I'm getting a grain of salt, two bottles of Penfolds, going to see Claire...
Grandma Claire.
Grandma Claire for a coffee and shortbread.
Yep.
I'm going on a date with Michael to have pasta, and I've got to fit all this in the short time I'm there.
You've forgotten one very important bit. You're bringing frog cakes back.
Oh, frog cakes.
Lots of frog cakes.
Some chocolate for Byron.
Fruit chocks.
I might have to stay there till Friday.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Well, thanks to mandalayliving.com.au. It's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron for breakfast on 101.9 The Fox.
Oh, relationships can be tough. I mean, they can be really difficult at times, can't they, guys? Well,
where's this coming from?
Well, this is coming from, I was reading an article this morning and it said that a relationship expert, like a psychologist, has come out and said he knows the number one sign you should get out of a relationship. So, and anyone listening who's thinking, oh, I'm not sure if I'm in the right relationship, here, I'm about to tell you, this is the golden nugget.
Dropping bombs.
Apparently. I mean, let's be honest, it's just his opinion. Might not be fact. But
he's single.
He said, he probably is single. He said, if you're debating whether or not to stick with a partner, here's the vital sign you need to look for. If you're wondering what it might be like to date someone else.
Does it take an expert to know that? I mean, is that not the common man would have said that?
Well, I'll admit, when I read the headline, I went, oh, this is going to be good.
And where's he from?
Then when I read that, what is it? He's a relationship expert, James Priest. It doesn't actually give me James. His credentials. Maybe I should. I need to see an OBE or an AO or some sort of
another telltale
PhD.
Sign. I mean, I'm no expert, but another telltale sign is if you're having sex with someone else.
Whoa.
I found it might be time to think about. I'm just saying. I mean, how much more obvious?
Did you go out again last night?
Oh, just saying. Byron calls himself a relationship expert. That comment is ridiculous. Is what I just said.
I hear what you're saying. Can I say that I know, I remember for me, and he's not wrong in many ways. I mean, if you're, but see, then you get told, remember we got told a few weeks ago by another relationship expert, it's healthy to fantasize.
What's happening here?
They were saying, Fev's never wanted Dave in the room more. Dave just ducked out for a coffee and Fev's freaking out.
He's trying to get his oatmeal.
Well, it's true. They say, one relationship was saying it's healthy to have fantasies because they just keep, you know, they're, that, anyway. I remember when I was in a relationship and I did get a good sign that it was, no, I maybe needed to move on because I was in that phase where we'd been together for a few years and people were doing the, oh, going to get married, oh, he's going to pop the question. And any time I was going on a holiday or we were going on holiday together, everyone would go, oh, he's going to propose. And I remember going, oh, no, I don't want that. But then.
So you left him there?
No.
That's what you normally do.
I went on the holidays and he didn't propose for that matter. But then we went to one of his mate's wedding. And I remember we were sitting sort of third row and the groom was standing there. And I remember looking and I remember my brain just, you know, off on its own tangent. And I suddenly went.
About the groom?
Well, I looked at the groom and I went, oh, no, this man.
Maybe.
Well, mate, I sort of went, oh, no, he's now off the market.
Yeah. Okay.
And I remember what I thought to myself, if I'm thinking that guy's off the market, oh, I don't think I want to be with the guy next to me.
And again, we're not relationship experts, but that's not a great sign.
That's not a good sign.
Oh. I'm not with him anymore, so.
And he's the guy who got married still with his missus?
Yes.
Oh, so he's still off the market.
Yeah, he's still off the market.
It's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Fox, it's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron from mandalayliving.com.au.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they're heaps of stories, stories from the Fevolution.
Favourite time of the week, guys. Bring up something from the archives and take you back to 1999.
Ooh, a long way back.
Yes, a long way back compared to the last one I did, which was a week ago. yeah, 99, I was lucky enough to be my first year of AFL and Carlton made the grand final that year. And I was an emergency for the grand final and lucky enough, Aaron Hamill got suspended on the preliminary final. Copped a week, or copped 2 weeks. So I got a tap on the shoulder, I'm playing in a grand final. For the first time, first year, going to run out the MCG in a grand final.
Wow.
Lucky boy. Best thing about that is you get 7 tickets to give it out to all your family.
Yeah.
So I rang mum and I rang dad, my brother and a few other people and said, here, we've got tickets to the grand final. And back then, John Elliott was our president and he knew a lot of people in high places. And so he took it to court. So we did the grand final parade. We go down down Collins Street, sitting out, waving. Mum's got the Go Fev banner.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this is amazing. You're playing the grand final. That Friday morning, Aaron Hamill's court case got overturned, so he's in. So I got the tap on the shoulder by David Parkin and said, mate, you're not in the grand final anymore. You're back to being an emergency. And I was like, no worries, mate. Instead of being upset, or me being a smart guy, went down to the MCG on Saturday morning, stood out the front at 7:30 in the morning, sold my 7 tickets for $1,200 each, made $8,500. Booyah, I was as happy as Larry. You know, that is a story of the Fevolution.
Stories of the Fevolution. No, they eat some stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
Yeah, so Mum and Dad didn't get to go to the grand final. But I was cashed up. Can't do that anymore, though, but that was back then.
I can't believe you
that was a different century.
Shared that.
Different century.
1019 The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi's undercover dating. Fifi Box was completely transformed by a professional prosthetics makeup artist. She was given a new nose, facial structure, and turned into a brunette. Completely unrecognizable.
For me right now, I'm sitting here, I've never felt more unattractive.
Fifi is about to go on a series of dates with her looks and fame taken away from her. First, she dated Leo.
Wearing way too much makeup, I don't know. Not my type, I guess.
Leo was unable to see past her looks, and her personality failed to win him over.
And I don't know if she looks kind of older for me.
Then she dated Andrew, whom Fifi eventually won over with her personality.
She's not someone that I'd throw myself at. Oh, she was lovely. Absolutely. Yeah, could talk to her for hours.
How will she fare with Damien, her next date?
Okay, hi, I'm Damien. I'm 36 years old. I am a business development manager for an online store which sells satellite mobile phones and satellite mobile phone equipment. Slightly different to the normal day-to-day job. In my spare time, I enjoy playing basketball. I was a halfway decent tennis player as a junior. Why I signed up for Looking for Love was I was driving to work in my car and a radio ad came on and I'm like, why not? So I just thought I'd put myself back out there again and see what happens. I've been single now for about, 4 months, but I guess fully single for probably close to 5 years since I moved back to Australia. My perfect woman. There's got to be some attraction at the beginning, but as that grows, love comes in.
Right now, Fifi is not feeling confident at all with her new looks.
I'm not looking forward to the guy walking in and looking at me sit at the table and him want to run the other way.
Fifi's looks are affecting her personality. Her confidence has disappeared.
I've got nothing to work with. Like, there's not really a redeeming feature about my looks at the moment, so I'm going to have to kick my personality into overdrive.
In just a few minutes, you'll hear the moment that Damien meets Sophie.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Damien is about to walk into a room in an opulent mansion filled with TV cameras and crew. It looks and sounds like the set of a new TV show. What Damien doesn't know is that he'll be dating Fifi Box in full prosthetic makeup.
I have a bigger nose. I have fuller cheeks. Oh gosh, even feeling them feels weird.
Damien is potentially the nicest man in Melbourne.
Okay, hi, I'm Damien. I'm 36 years old.
Although there's a danger he might recognize Fifi's voice. He applied for the date after hearing a fake commercial on the radio.
Why I signed up for Looking for Love was I was driving to work in my car and a radio ad came on and I'm like, why not?
Fifi has had her looks and fame taken away and is about to put her personality to the test on a date with Damien.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Is it Damien?
Yes.
I'm Sophie.
Pleased to meet you,
nice
Sophie.
Nice to meet
how are
you
today?
Ah, so this is interesting.
This is very interesting, yes.
Yeah, it's just a spontaneous thing to do, isn't it?
It very is, yeah. Well, I was driving to work and the radio had come on Looking for Love.
Oh, really?
I'm like,
why not?
Okay, yeah. And then got the phone call. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, we'll keep going with it. And then, yeah, last week they're like, oh, come in. I'm like, sounds good. Why not?
Oh, so you heard it on the radio. So where are you from, Melbourne?
I am from Melbourne, so eastern suburbs, Ringwood.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I grew up in Wonga Park.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. I used to play tennis at Wonga Park. I had some friends in that area.
Yeah. I played tennis at Wonga Park.
So, yeah, I used to went to school with a couple of guys that played at the club. So I used to...
Really?
Yeah, after school, go
where
back to the
school?
Club. Mount Lauderdale College and then Moorabbark Heights Secondary College.
Oh, great.
So,
No, I'm from out there. So what are you looking for in a lady?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
So, I've gone straight to the chase.
Yeah, no, all in all, just somebody that I feel a really good connection with. We make good conversation.
Yeah.
Basically, somebody you're really good friends with, because there's going to be good times, going to be bad times. You need that friendship base where you can have honest, real conversations.
Yes.
And then hopefully, the love and everything else blossoms and grows from there.
After the date, Damien's warm personality had helped Fifi feel at ease.
Well, Damien was lovely. That was, what a great guy. What a great catch. Really, really nice. And the conversation was really easy, and I didn't feel like he was judging me on my looks at all. Because it's really strange. I'm sitting here and I feel like I've got this, you know, massive nose and I feel very out of my comfort zone, and I don't feel at all attractive. But he didn't make me think about it. It was nice. That was really good. He's a lovely guy.
Up next, we'll hear what Damien thought of Sophie. Could he see past her looks? Did Fifi's personality shine through?
I don't think there was that initial, oh my gosh, she is amazingly beautiful.
Damien reacts to his date with Sophie next.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Damien has just finished his date with Fifi, who is in full prosthetic makeup and going by the name Sophie. With her looks and fame taken away, what did Damien really think of Fifi?
So I don't think there was that initial, oh my gosh, she is amazingly beautiful. But at the same time, I was not deterred by her looks. I actually found that moment, that first initial interaction, to be very positive. And I found her to be, cute. She fits the sort of girl I would look to sort of date. Straight into conversation, there was no, lulls or downtime. It was free-flowing conversation. So I don't know. I felt very easy around her, and I think she felt easy around me. And personality-wise, I think good vibes.
Damien wasn't initially attracted to Sophie, but because Damien made Fifi feel comfortable, her real personality started to shine through, and Damien liked it. But how will he react when he sees Fifi without any prosthetics and realizes he just went on a date with a celebrity? The producers on the set are about to show him a video revealing who he just went on a date with. You just went on a date with Sophie, but there's something you don't know. Who is she really? You know her from Fifi, Dave and Fev on Fox FM. You know her from The Project. You know her from Sunrise. You know her from Dancing with the Stars. You just went on a date with Fifi Box.
Hi, Damien.
Hi, Fifi. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. So, that was a very interesting. I was like straight into it.
You were so lovely and so nice to me, and I looked so unfortunate.
I didn't think you were that unfortunate.
I love that. That's so sweet. I was mortified when all the prosthetics went on. I looked in the mirror and I thought I looked like a witch. So you were so, and I was so insecure and vulnerable sitting there, and you made me feel so comfortable. So thank you.
Oh no, I just being myself. So it was awesome to meet you. I know. Blown away right now. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know. It's hard to date when people know who you are or have preconceived.
Yeah. Well, even when they don't know,
I love that.
Preconceived so ideas. Yeah. No, I had no idea.
Oh, that was great. You were fantastic.
All four dates that Fifi went on are online now at fox.com.au.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. You can call us up anytime. The open line number 131060.
Oh, dear.
Good morning, Fiona.
Hello, darling. It's my daughter, Trixie Bell, calling again this morning. What are you calling about, sweetheart?
Oh, I'm surprised you remember who I am, considering you're my primary caregiver and you can't even set up a formal education for me.
I may have mentioned kinder. Well, 3-year-old kinder has crept up on me, and I might have been a bit late getting you into a local kindy. And anyway, it's all good, though. It's all good. You'll be at kindy soon.
Oh, I crept up on you, did it? Why? Well, it was January, the same month as it's always been for my entire life. And even on the third year, I figured out if this thing happens the same year in, year out, you couldn't even crack that case, could you?
Honey, I'm just, I'm a very loving parent who doesn't necessarily want to let you go. I like you in my care, but I'm very happy for you to go out into the big wide world and go to little 3-year-old kindy.
Well, I'm going to have to go in a big bad world on my own. I can't twice you, can I? In these certain circumstances, it does not bode well. I can't wait till I finally get to high school. You haven't figured it out, and in mid-June, the only thing left is juvie.
Trixie, what do you make of the schedule? I mean, FIFA at the moment is saying 2 3-hour sessions a week.
2 3-hour sessions? Okay, I'll put that on my board shoulders. Let's be honest, that's more work than any of you people do in the studio. So okay. It was like, I'll take the wine share of that. So anyway, So I'm going to go out the front, stick my thumb out, and hopefully some Super Woo Outback picks me up and drops me off at a kindergarten. Peace out, bitches.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
For MandalayLiving.com.au, it's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I'm witnessing a friendship divide. Dave, it's been quite difficult over the last week to watch what is happening to our two friends in the studio, Fev and Byron.
Friends is a big word.
Yeah, you're more frenemies. It's a love-hate relationship you two have got. And it all started, Byron, you did say to Fev last week, you said it was time that he went to visit his gorgeous fiancée, Alex, at the runway room.
Correct.
And get his hair cut.
He normally has great hair. I think he's let it slip. He's got a great resource there in Alex in the runway room. He should use it. He looks great when he walks out of there. He just doesn't go enough.
Yeah, you use it, but got the locks going and... Never looked better.
And I couldn't agree with you. I actually like Fev with his long curls, luscious hair. That looks good.
Dave?
Well, I'm sitting here. I mean, you know, obviously I am spoken for. And I do not bend that way. But, geez, Fev looks good. Oh. And, look, you know, if we're talking about hair versus hair, because you have very short cropped hair,
look,
mate. You've got none.
You look like
you're in the military.
I'd like to say...
You've got a blade one.
I'd like to say we hit the streets and... I won this hair poll because we wanted to take it to the streets.
Yeah, well, Fev actually said, I challenge you, Byron, if we walk down the street, 100% everyone will say I've got better hair. And foolishly, you said okay.
There's been a little disagreement in the office. Can only sort it out one way. We're hitting the streets for a poll. And the question is...
Who's got better hair? Greg or Fev?
It's Byron.
Greg
Let's
or Fev?
Let's do it.
Gargamel? For Vola.
Byron or Fev?
Hey, bro.
Hey there, guys.
Hello, girls.
Just a little poll.
Greg thinks he's got better hair than Byron. Who's got better hair?
I have to go with Fev.
Thank you.
Fev for sure. I love it.
Thank you very much.
It's only 2-0, mate. It's best of 10. Is it best of 10? Hello, mate. How are you? Just a quick poll. Good to see you.
Greg?
I'm Byron, actually.
Byron.
How are you, bro?
Oh, I remember you from the Brownlow. You were on the TV.
Okay. But anyway, whose hair's better, Fev or Byron?
Sorry, mate, Fev.
Yes!
There's not a lot left on yours,
mate. Oh, do you hear that? There's not a lot left.
I have a low hairline. It's called a high fade. Nick Kyrgios gets this.
High fade. He doesn't have greys, though.
Wow. Okay, 3-0.
Who do you think's got better hair?
Oh, I'll go with your hair.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Cheers.
Unbelievable.
So who do you think's got better hair?
It's cost me a fortune, man.
Well, he's got more of it.
Well, that's not the competition, though. Just who better. Looks better.
Yeah, I'd say Fev.
Yeah!
Where are you from? Chat.
I'm from Canada.
Canada!
Oh, we've got the global. Beautiful. I go very well with the internationals. Who is rocking the better haircut out of myself, Byron, and Fev over here?
I don't want to offend anyone, but I think I have to go with
yeah. Hey, Greg, bad luck, mate.
Byron.
You got hammered, bro.
It's worse. On social media, you didn't get one vote. Not even one vote.
All right.
Fee, doesn't this remind you? Remember when the Socceroos used to play like the Cook Islands to get into the World Cup and then they'd beat him 23-0 and you're like, why did you turn up?
I tell you what, though. You've gone through the qualifiers. Get ready for your big final against D. Thornton.
Or the Quiff.
That's an amazing head of hair. You wouldn't beat him.
The best thing about all that, Byron, is I obviously knew that I've got better hair, but... When we had an international girl from Canada and you said, this is my hitting zone, and she went, no. For the big fella, Fev has the lock.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could be on holiday every day. Pool, tennis courts, a bar and more, all in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au.